Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I feel like I got better as the season went on. Same with our team. We started a little slow, but I feel like kind of as the season went on, as we got a little bit more comfortable, we were a younger team, I feel like we just got better and better. I just think putting on strength and being able to be a little faster to play at that pace. And I think just the more games you get, the more experience you get, and you just feel a little bit more comfortable out there.
What's the comfort level back here?
Yeah, it's really good. It's good to see familiar faces, and it's a little easier than the first time. You know all the staff members, so yeah, it's a little different. It's good. It's good to kind of just talk to them, hear what you know they have to say about where they play, and just kind of share stories like that, and just kind of see where you measure up against other players on top teams. I haven't played too many of the guys. I know we got a couple Big Ten guys and then a couple Hockey East guys, so I don't think we have many NCHC guys here, so it's kind of new just to kind of see guys from other leagues. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely different for college guys. We don't have that opportunity to be in the prospects tournament. So, yeah, just want to leave a good impression here because we might not get as many times as like the other CHL guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zimmer and I, we know each other ever since like third grade. We grew up playing together. So, he's a really great guy. And I think he's pretty underrated. I think he had a really good year this year and just a really good 200-foot guy, and he's a great leader, too.
What do you make of the shot? I mean, we saw it last year here. What's that like with that?
Yeah, he's really good at just pulling it in, getting it off, and he's always a shooting threat, so he's one of those guys that you're always kind of you're watching to make sure he doesn't get the shot off.
You have good size, but what's it like when you see the number one pick this year, Hurtka?
Yeah, he's definitely big. I guess, yeah, it's good to see other good D prospects, and it's good to just kind of compete against other guys, other good players.
You guys stay in touch. I mean, you just got to meet some of the prospects last year, and now you see them again. Do you guys try to at least stay in touch, or is it all the same?
Yes and no. I think you kind of just let guys do their own thing, but there are a few guys, like obviously like Zimmer and Schultz, that you talk to quite a bit. Schultz, yeah. I also played Pee Wees with him. I know him from a young age. Him, Zimmer, and I were also on the same Pee Wee team, so it's kind of cool to see him get drafted this year. And yeah, I think he's just a really smooth player, smooth skater. He's good with the puck, creative, so a lot to like there. Yeah, he's a really skilled player, and he's got a lot of the tools.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.